Today we're going to do Moed Katan Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are holding on the last line of Daf Chav Vav and Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan. So the Brice is going to talk about someone who's traveling. Tanur Rabbanan. Avel Aholich Makom L'Makom. If Novel is going from one place to another, Im Yachol Ma'it Be'isko, you might, if you can sort of minimize the amount of business he does, so he should do that. Vim Lav. But if he's not able to be Ma'it B'Schor, he's not able to minimize his amount of business that he does, so Yigal Gali Mahen, at least he should get other people involved and not engage in business practices alone. Tan Rabban, we have another brisa. Me'em Asaikofenes Amitos. When do we first turn over the beds as a sign of mourning? Misha Yetze Mi Pesach Peso. As soon as the deceased body goes out of the house. Tivir Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Lazar, held Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Misha Yisase Magolel. That it's known as when we close the coffin that we have to, that the Avelis really begins. Maisa Shemes Rabbi Gamliel Azakin. One time Rabbi Gamliel Azakin died. It obviously only happened once. Kivan Shiyatza Mi Pesach Beso. When they brought him out of his house, Amr Lehem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Gamliel's relatives, Kfu Mitosechem. Now is time to turn the beds over. Vikivan Shinisto Magolel, Amr Lehem Rabbi Yeshua, Kfu Mitosechem. But then when they closed the coffin, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, oh no, now it's time to turn the beds over. And they said, we already turned the bed over because Rabbi Eliezer told us that we're supposed to turn the bed over already. So, the Bryce says, Erev Shabbos, at what point do we turn the beds back over, right side up, on Erev Shabbos? After Mincha time, on Erev Shabbos. Even though it's a mitzvah to already turn the beds back right side up before Shabbos, Eino Yoshev Alat Shetechashech, but you shouldn't actually sit on the right side up bed until it's already dark, till Shabbos already begins. Umotzai Shabbos Avli Bishen Loleshev Eliyomechad Chozer Rekofa. And Umotzai Shabbos, even if you only have one more day of Shiva left, Sunday is the last day of Shiva, still you have to put the beds back to their upside down position. So main point number one, Machlokas, when we do Kfiyas Hamita, either when the body leaves the house or when they close the coffin, but we put the beds right side up in advance of Shabbos. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hakofa mitaso, someone who turns his bed upside down, like a novel is supposed to. Lo mitaso blavadu kofa, elokol mitos sheeshul b'soch beisahu kofa. It's not only his bed that he should turn upside down, it's all the beds of the whole house. Vafilu yeshul esu mitos pasar mekomos. Even if he has 10 beds in 10 different places, kofa is cool and he's got to turn them all over. Vafilu chamisha achin, umeis echad. Even if you have 5 brothers that are all staying in their own homes, and one brother dies, only one of them dies. Kul and Kofin, they all have to turn over the beds in all of their houses, because the death of a person is not what causes this din. It's it's not the death of a person in the house that causes the din of Kfiyas Hamita. It's the Avelus, and as long as there's an Avel in the house, we do Kfiyas Hamita. But if you have a bed that was designated just not to hold people, but just to hold Kalim, so then you don't have to turn such a bed upside down. Dargush, if you have a bench, ain't sarach l'chvosa, you don't have to turn upside down. El zokfo, you keep it right side up. Rav Shimon Gamliel, or you stand it right side up on two of its legs and lean it up against the wall. Rav Shimon Gamliel, omer dargush matyos karbitav, that if you have a dargush, this type of bench, you should unstrap its straps, v'hu noful me'elav, and let it fall to the ground on its own. My dargush, what's the word dargush? What does it mean? Omer ula arsa degada, it's a bed that's designated just for good luck, meaning it's a bed that's not really used for anyone to sleep on. It's just like this extra bed that they had around the house, which was just like a sign of good luck. Amrle Rabba Elameata, so Rabba says, according to you, that a dargish is not meant to sit on, it's just for good luck. Gabe Melech Ditna, and when it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, when we talk about a melech, a king who loses a relative, we said, Kola Amisu B'mela Aretz, everyone who comes to visit him sits on the ground, V'umesavala Dargish, and he sits on the Dargish, Mika Midi Dadin, the little Svinim, V'hashim, Svinim, Lay. How does that make sense? If the whole bed is not meant to be used, it's just there for good luck. So what, when the whole rest of his life he never uses this bed, but now that he's an Avel, he's supposed to use this bed? So Maskel Ravashi, My kushi, Rav Ash says, why is that difficult? We do a lot of things different when a person's novel. Up until this point, no one ever was responsible for feeding and giving the king to drink, but now that he's an novel, we have to go and feed him and give him to drink. So the same is true with the dargish. Up until the time that he becomes an novel, no one used this bed, but now that he's an novel, it's meant to be used for his avelus. So that's not a problem. If you have a problem with the definition of dargish, here's your problem. Titania, the Brisa says, dargish ain't a tzorch l'chfoso l'zokfo. That you don't turn a dargish upside down, you stand it upright. V'i arsa degada, but if it's just a bed that's made for mazel, amay ain't a tzorch l'chfoso, why don't you have to turn it upside down? After all, Hatania, didn't we just learn, akof mitasa lo mitasa buvaru kofa, akof mitasa shesho b'toch beiso kofa? That if you turn a bed upside down as an avel, you're not only supposed to turn your own bed upside down, you're supposed to turn all the beds in the house upside down. So why does it matter that you don't use this bed frequently? Either way, you should have to turn it upside down because it's one of the beds in your house. Says Gemara, my kasha, why is that difficult? It should be just like a bed that's designated for kelim and not designated for people. We learned that a bed that's designated for kelim does not need to be turned upside down. So if it doesn't need to be turned upside down when it's miuchadis lekelim, it makes sense that a dargish, which is not designated for people to use, also shouldn't need to be turned upside down. So Gemara says, okay, that can't be what bothered us. So if we have a problem with the dargish, it must have been a third issue. Ela ikasha hakasha. If we have a problem with why it is that we don't have to be kofa a dargish, we don't have to turn over a dargish, it's the following. Dargish matirs karbitav vuhu nofa me'elav. We said that a dargish, you just unstrap its straps and it falls on its own. But visal gadayt gharsa degada, my karbita nisle. If it's a regular bed that's just used for good luck, what are the straps that it has? Beds don't normally have straps. It's something that you would never unstrap. It's meant to be there always for good luck. So why does it have straps that are unstrappable? So Kiyasa Ravin, so when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Lei, Ahumir Rabbanan, one of the Chum said to him, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Shmei, the name of this rabbi that spoke to Ravin was Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava. Bar Marava means a Ben Eretz Yisrael, someone who's from Israel. And he said, to have a shchiach b'shuka de gildoy, and he was a person who used to always be by the marketplaces of the shoemakers. So he said, my dargish, you know what a dargish is? Arsa ditzla. It's a bed made out of leather. And the way you would attach the leather to the frame was through using straps, attaching straps. So that's why the dargish has straps. It's not just a good luck bed, it's a bed made out of leather. Amar of Yemer Dargish Serugo Mitocho. The way to connect the straps, the mattress part of the bed into the frame is by weaving inside of the frame. Mita Seruga Al Gaba. But when you have a regular bed, it weaves around the outside of the frame. Amar of Yaakov Barach, Amar of Yishuv Ben Levi, Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, meaning that you don't need to be kofer dargesh, you don't need to turn upside down, but you should just unstrap it and let it fall. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Amar Rabbi Asi, Mita Shenaklitel Yotzin. If there are two posts that stick out of the bed, one at the top of the bed, by the head of the bed, and one by the foot of the bed, zok for vidayu. You only have to put it on its side, and that's good enough. You don't have to turn it upside down, because you can't. It can't balance itself if it's upside down, if it only has two poles, one on each end of the bed. So main point number two will be that one does not have to turn over a bed that's designated for kelim, nor a good luck bed, nor a dargush, which is just a bed that's there for good luck. Tan Rabbanan, we have another brayse. Yashin al gabi kisei, if the avel sleeps on a chair, or al gabi a donei gedolo, or some other type of kli, al gabi karko, or on the ground, lo yatsa yidei chavaso, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of avelus properly. Am Rabbi Yochanan Shlokim kfiyas amita, because he didn't do kfiyas amita. Kfiyas amita is to turn the bed over and use the upside down bed for sleeping on. So if he just sleeps somewhere else, that's not the mitzvah. Tan Rabbanan, we have another brayse. Mechavdin umarbitzin, we clean the ground and we sprinkle water on the dirt floor in order that the dirt shouldn't come up, in the house of the Avel, and we rinse off all the cups and the forks and the plates and all that in the Beis Avel, Venus and Mugmar, and we don't bring the incense, Vesabasamim, and the spices, Lubesavel to Lubesavel, because that looks like it's already a little too much comfort for an Avel. Ask Marini, is this really true? Can you really say that you're not allowed to bring spices to Lubesavel? Vatani Barkapar didn't Barkapar teach us. Ein Mevarchin Loala Mugmar, Loala Besamim Besavel, you're not allowed to make the bracha of smells on a Mugmar or on Besamim when you're in a Besavel. Sounds like Bruche Hudala Mevarchin Asuyim Esinan, that you only don't make the bracha on smells in a Beis Avel, but that we do have these things in a Beis Avel, that we do have these besamim. Says Marlo Kasha, ha Beis Avel, ha Beis Menachemin. When it says that the Braisa had said that you don't make a bracha on it, that's talking about when the dead body's still there, so the body could start to smell and smell at the whole house. So then you bring besamim to counter the smell of the decomposing body, but you wouldn't make a bracha. And the Braisa that says you don't bring besamim at all to Beis Avel, that's talking about where the body's not in the house anymore, so there's no reason to have these nice sweet smells. So the next main point, we have a stira in Braisos whether you bring besamim to Beis Avel, and we answer that you only bring besamim to Beis Avel when the mace is there and smells, but even then you don't make a bracha. New Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to go through various takanos that the Chum made for an Avel. The first one is about bringing food for the Avel, called the Su'udas Havra'a. So, Ein Malich on the Beis HaAvel, Lo B'Tavlov, Lo B'Iskutlov, Lo B'Kanon, Ela B'Salim. You don't bring the special food for the Avel's first meal after the burial on a plate or on a tray or on a large serving plate. You bring it in baskets that are made out of Aravos, which is considered like a not fancy type of meal. I think our minigas we generally call the bagel store, and they deliver some bagels or whatever. It's not supposed to be a fancy meal. We don't say the bracha of the avelim after they come back from kavura on Chol HaMoed. Aval omdin b'shura menachmin. But we do stand in the rows and offer the nichum avelim like we do at a cemetery, and that patters the people from the mitzvah of nichum avelim. Poten Esrab means after everyone stood in the rows and was Menachem the Avelim, we allow everyone to go home. They don't need to sit with them at the Suda Savra. We don't leave the coffin, we don't leave the body out in the middle of the street for a hesped. Shalola hargilas a hesped, because you don't want to create too much hesped. It is also in chalamoid. You don't want too many hespedim chalamoid. V'lo shal nashim liyaldam ne'akavod. We should never leave the body of a woman out in the streets, because that's not the proper dignity for the body of a woman. So main point, the Mishnah discusses the laws of su'udas havra'a and the funeral on Chol HaMoed. Su'udas Havra'a and funeral on Chol HaMoed. Again, remember it said that a Su'udas Havra'a always, not just a Chol HaMoed, is delivered in baskets, but we don't say the Birchas Avelim on Chol HaMoed, and even though we're Omdim B'Shur on Chol HaMoed, we don't sit with them and sit during the Su'udas Havra'a together with the Avelim on Chol HaMoed. We don't leave the coffin out on Chol HaMoed. Good, Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Barishano yom alichim beis avel ashirim beklasel shel kesef v'shel zav aniyim besalin etzarim shel arav klufa. It used to be that when rich people would bring the Su'udas Havra'a to the Beis HaAvel, they would bring silver and gold kalim and all these beautiful things, and poor people would have to bring just kalim made out of like branches, like wicker baskets. V'yu aniyim espayshim, and the poor people were embarrassed. So eskinu shiyo kol mevin besalin etzarim shel arav klufa mekvodin shel aniyim. So they made a takana that everyone's got to deliver only in wicker baskets as a way to maintain the dignity of the poor people. Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Tan Rabbanan, Barishona, Yimashkin Beis HaEvel, Ashirim Bizuchuchas Levana, Vaniim Bizuchuchas Tzavua. It used to be that they would give the Avelim at the Su'udas Havra'a, if they were rich, they'd give them nice white crystal glass, which is very expensive, and poor people would get like colored glass, which is very cheap. But the poor people were embarrassed. But they made a takana that everyone should use the colored glass for the honor of the aniyim. Parishana hayu megalin pnei ashirim, machasin pnei aniyim. It used to be that they would uncover the body, the faces on the bodies of rich deceased people during the levaya, in order to get people to say a hesped. But they would cover up the faces of the poor people. Meishayu mushcharim pneim, because the poor people's faces were generally blackened from starvation, from famine. Mepnei bitzaris, because of the years of famine. Vaaniyim espayshin, but because of that, the aniyim who were alive were embarrassed by this. That when we die, this is what's going to happen to us. They're going to have to cover our face and treat us differently. Hiskinu shi mechasin pnei akol mnei kvodin shel aniyim. So they decided, okay, we're going to cover everyone's face in order to retain the dignity of the poor. Barishono yimatzin ashirim bedargash vaaniyim bechlicha. It used to be that they would bring out the rich people on a certain type of bed and the aniyim on a cheaper type of bed. Vaaniyim espayshin, but the aniyim were embarrassed by that. Hiskinu shi shayu akol motzin bechlicha mnei kvodin shel aniyim. So they made a takana that that everyone was brought out on the cheaper type of bed for the covet of the aniyim. So that's so far four takanos where we made the aniyim and the ashirim the same. Number five, barishono yimanichen esam mugmar tachas cholim ayimesim vayicholim ayimesim esbayshin. That originally they used to put a certain incense near the body of someone who died of stomach disease, because otherwise it would smell too much. But then people who were alive that had stomach disease were embarrassed by that. So they decided they were going to do it in front of everybody, for every mace, in order that it shouldn't embarrass anyone. Number six, it used to be that when a nida would die, they would be tovel all the clothing, but the living nidos would be embarrassed by that. So they decided after every woman and dies, they were going to be tovel all the kelim that they used right before they died. Mimnei kvodin shel nidos chayos, as a way of retaining the dignity of the live nidos. Barishona matbilin al gabei zavin meisim. It used to be that they would be tovel the begadim and the kelim of a zav who died, with the things that he touched right before he died. Vayu zavin chayim espayshin, but the living zavim were embarrassed by that. So eskinu shem matbilin al gabei akol mimnei kvodin shel zavin chayim. So they decided they're going to do it for every person in order to retain the dignity of the zavim. Barishona, the last one, number eight, I guess this is. Now the last one, Barishona Yisrael Tzasa Meis Kasha L'Krovav Yosem Mimisaso Ad Sheyu Krovav Manichno So Vorchin. It used to be that it was so expensive to make a funeral that it was more difficult to do the funeral procession than the actual loss of the relative, because it was so expensive to make a funeral that poor people who lost the relative would just run away instead of having to make funeral plans. Uborchin Ad She Baram Gamliel Til Ram Gamliel came along. And even though he was very rich, and they would have paid top dollar for his funeral, v'nag kalos rosh ba'atzmo, he left in his will that he wanted the cheapest possible funeral, the cheapest possible tachrichin, which is the clothing they dressed the body in, v'yatza b'klei pishtan, it was just flax, simple flax robe, v'nag ha'am achrav latzeis b'klei pishtan, and everyone after him followed that practice and only used klei pishtan flax. Amrav papavi idna nagal ma'afilu b'tzar de barzuza. Now we don't even use something that fancy. We just use some type of really, really cheap material because we don't want to embarrass anyone. So the last main point, the Gemara lists eight situations where different people were treated differently and it caused embarrassment, so we made a takana to treat everybody exactly the same. So Bezos Hashem, next time we'll pick up from Ein Manichin Es Hamita Berechov. We're already well into Chavzayin Amidez.